Back here alongside Matt Foster. Don't forget, tomorrow it is a One Beer Friday brought to you by the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild, and I believe our friends at Lucky Bucket are bringing in the goods.
They are.
Yeah, and also it is Movie Club Day. Producer Josh Odson will be our guest host, and he picked a movie this week.
He is of movies.
L.A. Confidential on Netflix. I am halfway through it.
This is the second movie in a row that we've had that Kevin Spacey is in.
You are correct.
Coincidence?
I think it's just coincidence.
I think it is.
Because I picked last week, and we never got to review Glengarry Glen Ross because we were in the middle of tornado coverage.
I forced myself to watch that movie, and we didn't even have to talk about it.
Forced yourself. It wasn't bad. Oh, good grief.
Just gets an A.
Well, we're watching the Inside the NBA pregame, but we're going to get our own pregame right here. Now, I'm not asking you to be
It's tough to don't.
I'm not asking you to be like Chuck and Shaq and Kenny. But if you want to be that crazy, you just go right on ahead. But
it's tough to get up to their levels of shenanigans.
Right. And we don't have, now you did trip over your cord a minute ago during the break, like Kenny tripped over the stage.
Yeah, there's no caution tape yet. Next time I come in, maybe there will be, who knows.
But for those of you who don't see it, he's wearing his 2021 NBA championship stuff.
Gotta keep the vibes high. And vibes are high because Dame Time is back. Still no Giannis. But
can they win?
Well, if they, you know, get a performance like they did from Patrick Beverley in game 5. Pat Bev, playoff Pat, and Bobby Portis, preferably not getting ejected. That would help the cause as well. But, you know, it's one of those series where, again, little bias, but if the Bucks are completely healthy the whole series, they probably win.
Sure.
Probably in 5. I give the Pacers some credit. They've shot the ball well. But it's how the playoffs go. You got to work with what you got.
Yeah.
Nice early tip. So coming up in a couple minutes, I like that because game 5 didn't tip off until 8:30 Central Time. So that was a later one.
John's preferred tip-off time.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Big fan. Actually, sure. I heard he likes 9.
Oh, 9
is his favorite, for sure.
Huge fan.
Big fan.
That's the sweet spot.
Big fan. You know who's not a fan of late Eastern tips, John? Late tips.
Who?
The New York Knickerbockers.
That's true.
And
Bing Bong.
The 76ers of Philadelphia.
We will tackle that coming up momentarily in content. Because they get to be the late game tonight, even though you have two Midwestern teams playing. Now,
Indianapolis
is in the Eastern time zone because they're one of those places that shift.
Should it be in the Eastern time zone?
Time zones are weird. Pensacola, Florida's in the Central, but the rest of Florida isn't.
Louisville, Kentucky is in the Eastern time zone, but a good amount of Kentucky is not.
That's right.
It's like
right.
Half of the state is.
Well, I mean, Nebraska's divided in half. You know, the panhandle is mountain time.
I don't know if I'd call it half.
Is anyone in the panhandle? What's in the panhandle?
Scotts Bluff, Chadron.
Scotts Bluff.
Sydney, Chimney Rock.
That's in Australia, John.
Well, I mean, it's still there. But beside the point, Giannis not playing.
No. And I mean, calf strains are tricky. I remember when, you know, Juwan Gary got his during the season for Nebraska, and everyone kind of held their breath, not knowing if he was even going to be done for the season. Mm-hmm. So, and it's one of those balancing acts of, I remember when KD was with the Warriors, when they lost to the Raptors in the finals, they kind of brought him back from a similar type injury, and then he just got injured again, and he was out for all of the following season. So you're kind of playing a risk-reward game.
Right.
And if you rush a guy like that back too quickly for the sake of maybe extending the series, it's not a guarantee. And even though you don't have that luxury of saying, well, we know we still have, you know, another shot to close it out. that's why they brought in and traded for a guy like Dame. He took control in game one. And then, of course, he got banged up.
Yeah.
Even in game three, that was the game he got injured in. And I remember Doc Rivers saying afterwards that Dame was saying, keep me out there, but I can't really do much. Just use me as a decoy. Because that's how much he was hurting. And they almost stole that one because Middleton making those prayers. but it was good to see some resolve and, you know, see them bounce back in Milwaukee in game five. But pressure is on the Pacers still.
You think the pressure's on the Pacers? They're playing
at
home.
Because they are at home.
Okay.
And the Bucks still, even if they have Dame back out there, you know he's not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton has not been 100%. And they're the team that's at full strength. It's up to them to close out the series. And again, the pressure mounts. You start, you know, you miss one chance to close out the series. You miss two chances. You get one more and it won't be on your home court.
And it won't be at home.
So it's not a series you want to send back to Milwaukee.
So do they get it done? Will we send the series back to Milwaukee?
I am not optimistic.
Oh.
I'm not. I think Giannis is more effective in a series like this than Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily because of his defensive capabilities. Dame's never been known as a big defensive guy.
Right.
And that was been kind of a gripe this year with them trading for Jrue Holiday. You sacrifice defensive production for offensive production, and where is that balance? Something's mm-hmm. gotta give. Well, you saw that in game one when he's almost single-handedly outscored the Pacers in game one and then was off to a good start in game two, but their defense just wasn't there. So if they can kind of limit those role players of the Pacers from, I think in the series when Indiana has made double-digit threes, I think they've won every game in the series. And they started out in game five hitting 7 of their first 11,
mm-hmm.
something like that. And then they were 2 of their next, like, 15. And that's when Milwaukee really made their run. So when the Pacers are hitting their threes from various different guys, the Bucks haven't been able to keep up in those games. So as is the case in a lot of NBA games nowadays, it's which team is going to hit their threes when they have them.
Right. How, given the recent run by the Bucks going back to the championship season, how disappointing would this be if they get eliminated in the first round, understanding that they have not had Giannis?
Oh, last year was far more disappointing and frustrating because you came in as the one seed,
mm-hmm.
and they were pretty much healthy in that series, all things considered. Giannis missed 2 games, something like that. But even before that, they weren't playing well without him, and they didn't have Giannis or Dame for game 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the kind of vibe I've gotten from Milwaukee fans is they've been just really encouraged about the fight to not even, you know, they could have lost game 5 back home.
Yeah.
Because game 2 in Milwaukee was a blowout. They were never in that game. And it was kind of a poor effort. Now, Indiana made like 23 threes or something that game. So just like we saw with the Heat in game 2, when a team makes 20 plus threes in an NBA game, it's going to be tough to beat them,
exactly.
regardless of how well you play. And then you saw the rest of the Boston series play out how it should have.
Yes.
That was more of an anomaly than anything. But the Bucks have, for the most part, hung around and been competitive in this series. But last year was just a gut punch to be as good as they were in the regular season and then to perform like that against the Heat, who had been pretty mediocre in the regular season.
Yes,
and then
they got a heater of all time heaters.
Just further proving how much the NBA regular season really doesn't mean a lot.
Which it is exactly what the Bucks tweeted out before
they did,
the playoffs.
Because
started.
It's true.
They said the quiet part out loud.
As long as you make the playoffs, it's all that really matters.
Well, we found out that out in baseball too, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks and the Rangers, teams that should not have been there based on the seeding. And
no, they shouldn't.
Look at what happens. Just get into the tournament.
So
when we come back, more on the starting time, but we've also got other subjects, including Stephen A. Smith shaming Mike Trout. And
Jimmy Allen?
The best Japanese pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Mm.
Coming up next, it is content on 1620 The Zone.